Good afternoon, I'm Jian Li with today's episode of Easy News. The Ministry of Health says four more people have tested positive for pancreatic acid after dining at a Malaysian restaurant chain in Taipei, bringing the total number of people who have fallen ill to 31. Of the 31 cases, two people have died, five remain in critical condition, three have been transferred to a regular hospital ward, and 21 others have either been discharged from hospital or did not require any medical attention. The Deputy Health Minister says tests have shown none of the rice noodle samples collected from the Xinyi branch or suppliers were found to have the toxin, and no trace of the toxin was found in two types of soil sauces tested recently. Other ingredients commonly used in the rice noodle dishes that all of the Xinyi branch customers ate are still being tested. Authorities are investigating the cause of a construction site accident in Taipei's Shilin district that left a 32-year-old migrant worker dead. According to prosecutors, the contractor says three people were working at the site, dismantling a housing showroom where a metal frame collapsed, killing the driver of a skid loader. The dead migrant worker has been identified as a Vietnamese national who had overstayed his work permit. The Taipei Construction Management Office says work at the site has been suspended and the project's developer will be fined 90,000 NT for violating the Building Act. The city will also fine the company 300,000 NT for violating the Occupational Safety and Health Act. Turning to world news, Israelis have staged the largest anti-government protest since the war in Gaza began in October. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze.
半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的ETF，中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购数洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商，投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
He said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and the ongoing hostage talks. Roughly half the hostages in Gaza were released during a week-long ceasefire back in November, but repeated attempts by international mediators to broker another ceasefire deal have failed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Pope Francis has rallied from respiratory problems to lead some 60,000 people in Easter celebrations and make a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza. He's also calling for a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Francis presided over Easter Sunday Mass in a flower-decked St. Peter's Square. He then delivered a heartfelt prayer for peace in his annual roundup of global crises, delivered from the loggia overlooking the piazza. Gaza's people, including the small Christian community there, have been a source of constant concern for Pope Francis. Easter's Mass is one of the most important dates on the Catholic's calendar, celebrating what the faithful believe was Jesus' resurrection after his crucifixion. Police in Ecuador say armed gunmen have attacked a group of people in the coastal city of Guayaquil, killing 9 and injuring 10 others. It was the latest in a string of violent incidents in a South American country. At around 7 p.m. local time on Saturday, armed men arrived in a vehicle in a southern neighborhood. According to police, the armed group entered a pedestrian street in a gray Chevrolet Spark, where a group of people were practicing sports. The gunman got out of the vehicle and proceeded to shoot people. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. That was the ICRT News. Checking again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Jane Lee.